All right.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, well, let me ask you this. People my age, I noticed that at Emory, don't want to be called Negroes.
Yeah.
They want to be called Black Americans or Afro
Yeah, well,
Americans.
They got that here late years now. You know, we used to didn't mind saying Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've never used the word that myself. I always said colored
mm-hmm.
all my life. And, of course, a lot of them don't. But I guess it's just because we've learned more about times and things, don't you guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I'd just soon be called one as another.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just only skin deep anyway.
Yeah, that is certainly true.
Yeah, only skin deep. That's
well,
all.
What would you not want to be called?
Well, it doesn't make any difference with me because, you know, that don't make you no way.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. I always say, use the word color. I uh-huh. always use that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Of course, they call it Black Americans now, you see.
Yeah. It's, well, now, you wouldn't want to be called nigger, would you?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want, I don't like the word nigger.
Uh-huh.
I don't
uh-huh.
even want it spelled, you know, it spells different from negro.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind that negro part.
Mm-hmm.
But that nigger, I don't, you know, that don't sound as,
yeah,
in
does.
Fact, that's what they used to use years back, but they don't use that no more now.
Mm-hmm. That's high time, too.
No, yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Let's see now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back? You know, if a white person got mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger.
He might, yes.
Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call him?
Well, he'd call him a sager or let's see. Now, we used to say that when you get mad at the children's on the street. We'd
uh-huh.
say that in a minute. And, so I don't know where that reason from.
Uh-huh. That's it. I'd never heard that until I came up into North Georgia.
Well, sure enough.
Uh-huh.
Well.
But it may be that the people in South Georgia just didn't want to tell me.
Maybe so, but that's a...
I did hear, when I did hear in South Georgia, though, it was Whitefoot, which I'd never heard before.
Well, I've never heard that either.
Uh-huh. I thought
well,
that was
I
interesting.
Guess older you get, more you learn.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I guess so. Older you get, more you learn.
Have you ever heard colored people speak of nasty white people as redneck or a cracker?
Oh, yes, I have. I've heard that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But yeah. Sager is the one
uh-huh.
that you use when you
we
a child.
Always use that uh-huh. Uh-huh. when you were children. Yeah, that is our...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where the region's from, but that's the first thing we'd holler on the street and go to school and get mad.
Well, now, let's see. Let me see. Oh, yeah. What do you usually call a person whose skin is the color of mine?
Well, we just say white people. That's all. That's what we always called them all of our lives.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know anything about the other race, you know, the yellow race or
uh-huh.
anything.
Uh-huh.
We just all say white folks. That's
okay.
What we, white people.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
Man.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. The nurse at school sent a little boy, well, sent a child home early because the child...
sick.
Okay. If a person feels sick down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I imagine you'd say celebrate.
Okay.
Celebrate their wedding.
what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave, or...
spook will get you.
Was that the...
a witch or something like that, you know. Of course, they have several names at Halloween, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have the witch and the spooks and... oh, I don't know what all, but anyway, I imagine you'd say...
Well, did you ever say that to a child? You better behave or something's going to get you.
Something's going to get you, uh-huh. A boogeyman get you.
A boogeyman.
I used to use that word to my children all the time.
Well,